Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. McDowell catches it and throws to first to double up Adair. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Brown reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt is walked intentionally. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Brown scores. Brandt moves to third. Pappas moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Whitfield now playing first base. Bob Chance now playing right field. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pappas strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Francona reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held is walked intentionally. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Max Alvis pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Held moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Billy Moran pinch runs for Max Alvis. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Moran moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Held scores. Moran moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 3 in the game. Chance hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Stu Miller now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano is hit by the pitch. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing third base. Woody Held now playing second base. Don McMahon now pitching. Chico Salmon now playing right field. Bob Chan Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowens is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Dick Brown. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Lau now catching. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Jackie Brandt. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Stu Miller. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.